Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You're watching the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show, Season 1, Episode Number 2. Mad as a Hatter, and we're prepared to talk major with guest in the studio, Leslie Berkland, now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Let the buzz begin, folks. Here we are doing the after show for Dallas Housewives. And I'm going to try to get through this quick because I don't want to hear this song. I'll let you all enjoy it real quick.
That's the part.
I need some type of subtitles. I need some type of subtitles.
That is the essence of the song.
It's amazing.
There you go. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and tonight we have a full panel. Welcome, Blake, to the panel.
Hi, I'm here. I'm finally here.
Hi, Blake.
Hi, guys. What's up?
What's up?
Happy to be here tonight.
Welcome.
Yes.
Who else is here? Introduce yourself.
Who are we?
Who are
What's
you
up, everyone? I'm Thomas Erlina, and you can find me at Thomas Erlina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And it's your boy, DJ Richie Sky, back here again to discuss all things Dallas at DJ Richie Sky.
There you go. And big, rich Texas alum, Leslie's here.
Hi.
Leslie.
My claim to fame is that I have been banished from the state of Texas.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there you go.
That's quite a banishment.
Yes.
Well, welcome. We just can't wait to hear what you have to say. I feel like, you know, you have a personal connection to a couple of these ladies, right?
A couple of the ladies, especially one, Leanne, was on Big Rich Texas. They brought her on to actually to be my friend because no one else wanted to be my friend. And she only lasted a few episodes before.
Oh,
like, yeah.
Oh no.
Before
she switched course.
Well, it was sort of off camera. The F word was flying all around.
And now she's the charity queen.
She is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was she the charity queen when you were friendly with her?
No, she was a charity attendee. She would just go to every single charity and show up with red cheeks. Then, this isn't a new
thing.
It's
no change.
Yeah, it was from, you know, you can take, you know, the girl out of the carnival, out of the carny. But you can't take the carny out of the girl.
I like a hustler, though. I like it. I do, too.
You can just work your way from the ground up.
I hope.
I mean, truly. Like, she is the definition of that.
Exactly.
To come from her beginnings and be where she is now, where she's, like, wagging the finger and don't get crossed off the list. And
yes.
All of that. I mean,
spot.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
crazy.
We have two new voices here tonight, and so we want to get their first impressions so far of the season. What are you thinking?
Last week, I actually fell asleep for 15 minutes, so I know that there was some Plano talk about something being plain. I missed that because I was sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
But I was really looking forward to this one because one of the gals posted that it was going to be epic.
Ooh.
Epic. So I'm still waiting for the epic. Maybe she meant episode 4 or 5 or 6, but maybe it's going to build up.
Yes, we can only hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we all have like sort of story arcs where it builds up, and I think this one it builds up to episode 5.
Okay.
Something exciting.
Yeah. Very
astute
well could be.
Astute observation.
Yes. Blake, what are your early observations?
Okay, so I am a huge fan, just like you, of all of the Housewives franchises. I watch all of them. I was sort of excited to see what Dallas had to offer initially,
yeah.
And I was thinking one thing, and then when I saw the first episode and even this one, it's coming in a little lower than what I expected it would be, but seeing what the season has to offer, the little teaser after episode 1, I'm hoping that it picks up. It looks like there's going to be some stuff going down.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just, as long as it's not poop talk, because I'm a little over it.
Yeah,
at this point.
Say that again.
We had a whole hour of poop talk, so we're
I think last week was poop talk.
You know, I feel like last week was the introduction to Poop, and this week we really got Poop. Like, yes. Poop is a cast member.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like last week was fart talk. Oh, because Brandy likes to fart, or Brandy and Stephanie like to fart on each other, or I don't know.
Dance in each other's gas.
Dance in each
other's
farts.
In your fart.
So there's a lot of farts leading up to the Poop episode. Ooh,
this is, I'm sorry, this is just not why I watch The Housewives. I watch it for big travel trips and chandeliers and a lot of rich stuff, not toilet talk.
The richest person on the show is Zuri, the girl's daughter with the glasses. Yeah. She's my favorite cast member so far. Like, I love her. Yeah, I live for her.
An international baby.
Yes. I like her shoes, and she was about to strangle the puppy, and nobody noticed. It was like, the puppy, she's strangling it.
We need a little bit more of Carrie on the show, though.
I know.
Yeah. She's kind of balances it all out, but she seems real, and she does seem actually kind of rich. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, and she seems sort of like the level-headed one of the group.
Yeah. Yeah.
But because of that, she's not getting a lot of camera time, and she's sort of underrepresented.
I want to see which way she sways. I want to know, is she going to be on Team Leanne? Or
Team Poop?
Yeah.
Right.
We can call it that.
That's what it is.
Yes. Well, we learned once again that Brandy's claim to fame is that she was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. And she taught herself how to do a backwards handspring, and we learned a little bit more about her. We also saw her apologize to Marie for creating a scene at the low tie, whatever it was, charity gala at her house. You know, is it a little too early to apologize? What do you think?
There's a lot of apologizing.
You
definitely should. I mean, her best friend threw her under the bus with that email.
I didn't like that.
She needs to go. She needs to apologize.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that email.
Let's
break it down. So she says that she didn't mean to gang up on Leanne, and you know, she just wanted to like send a letter of apology. But then Brandy said, okay that I did that. So.
I mean,
my friend would not do that. I don't think. Are you really?
That's the key right there.
Is it okay?
Is that really a friend though that would actually send that apology and not say anything?
A little too.
Like she could have CC'd on her on the email.
Or at least a BCC. A BCC. That's not that shady. Yes.
I'm just saying. I don't feel like that was very best friend like.
She just doesn't want Leanne to jump on her.
Yeah.
Is Leanne that dangerous?
Tell us.
They say she's powerful.
I mean, that whole thing
is just ridiculous. She's just, Leanne is real. I can't tell you that. Everything she says exactly what she's thinking, and she's 100% real. She's not always right. She's not always, you know, accurate what she's saying, but at least she's real. And that's all you can say. So she'll call you out. She called me out, actually, off camera, and she was completely wrong because, you know, whatever.
It happens.
But I still like that about her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's no mystery. Sometimes when I see people tweeting, oh, she's so fake or she's acting, she's not. That is her.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
I believe her.
And that comes across. Yeah.
I believe that she believes everything she says, and she says it with conviction. I do like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go on.
No, that's fine. I was just going to say, too, that she also sort of uses this as like a power play, it seems like, to say like, oh, I'm the powerful one. I have the authority. I'll cross you off the list, you know, or whatever that is. And that's sort of interesting to be like dangling the carrot over all the ladies' heads. Like, I'm going to cross you off the list. So no wonder Stephanie's like scared out of her mind or all
who
these other women.
Check her, though.
What's that?
Who's going to check her?
Right. I mean, who
didn't
will?
Brandy do that? Brandy did that last week.
I think she tried.
There
is no list. If you have some money, you're giving it to a charity, you're right back on the list. You're never off the list. I mean, Leanne just wants it to seem that way that she has a lot of this power, and these women are falling for it.
Yeah.
Right.
With maybe the exception of Brandy. She hasn't fully...
She's got a bad spring her way wherever she
Brandy
wants
says,
to go.
My family donates thousands. I don't care. I'm going to wear poop on my head.
That threw me off because she goes, thousands. I'm like, what? $2,000? Like, what's thousands? Like, I thought she was going to say $100,000.
Or she said, like, we donate millions.
Right.
Yes. Well, Leanne says that she will not reach out to Brandy. Despite, like, that was the next part of that email that she's like, she recognized the email from Stephanie, but she's not going to go there with Brandy. So the divide has started already.
Yeah. We need the divide.
I mean, I think that's fair, though. Because in episode one, you know, Leanne and I think it was Tiffany were sort of like calling Brandy out for mimicking her or whatever it was, but Brandy really turned it into something different and was oh, well, this is what I think about you. So I kind of would agree with Leanne on that.
I agree with you 100%.
I agreed with Leanne, especially because when Brandy was looking all smug going, me too. I give to charities too. But Leanne doesn't have a lot of money and she's doing it really out of the goodness of her heart. Maybe she's a little bit narcissistic and maybe she likes to talk about herself, but she's almost kind of earned it because she is doing a lot.
She's devoting her life to it, really.
And she's not doing it based on money. She isn't just writing a check. She's doing a lot more. So I didn't like it when Brandy said, me too.
It's funny, but it's almost like they're portraying Leanne to be the mean girl, but in turn, they're looking like the mean girls.
Mm-hmm. That's by attacking her so hard.
I agree. Yeah. Absolutely.
I just think she knows how to present herself in a way where, you know, we got to really see how her character was, so now we have to just roll with how she is.
Yeah.
And all the women are scared.
There's a class status in Dallas, and Leanne will never be there. So part of her personality is she has to make herself
on top. That is so interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like in any other franchise we've ever seen that.
Yeah.
That's true.
That is very true.
Mm-mm.
Well,
none.
Yeah, like fake it till you make it. Climbing up, climb up the ladder. Yeah, usually just like a showcase of wealth,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I like that. It's they have to do something different. There has to be a different dynamic. Yeah. We have 9 cities now.
Yeah,
you know, we have to kick it off in a little bit of a different direction at this point and evolve like anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like anything. So Tiffany, and is this her boyfriend or her husband?
Boyfriend.
Oh, the guy with the ironed hair.
Yes.
Right. I wonder if he irons it with a real iron or if he just has a flat iron.
It's very secure.
Yeah.
These two, you know, this luxurious show that we're supposed to buy into, we learned that he inseminated cows with his hands.
Fist. Sorry, that's what he said. You're put your bed. And there's something about a hole. Which hole? They
which
were confused.
One, yeah.
Oh, right.
Who said that?
I did not.
I think it was Leanne
and
Tiffany.
That's a deep conversation.
And then to keep it classy.
Literally a deep conversation.
And then to keep it classy, we learned once again that Tiffany participated in the Playboy Mansion and lines in the bathroom. And I was like, okay, this is just a lovely couple.
Right. So, well, that kind of ages her because wasn't that kind of like. Go out in the 80s, you know? I mean, I don't know.
The wine
that
cooks.
To be fair, those 80s pictures of her and Leanne did look really good, though. They looked amazing.
Well, yeah,
models.
30 years ago, I said, hope so.
I love it.
I hate to say this, but they actually look amazing.
They did, didn't they?
I mean, they look amazing, but yes. You know, I mean, I'm picking on them, but every single one is beautiful.
They are.
You know,
it is a very beautiful cast.
That's all you're going to get out of it.
Well, we got it.
Wow. A moment that stuck out to me in this episode was when Tiffany had to go and look at homes, and they looked at this one home that really... They shouldn't have been bothered. Let's talk about the who was the lady that came to the door with this big hat, this Southern hospitality,
very enthusiastic real estate agent. Was she the real estate agent?
Mia Vincent. Yeah, she had to wear a big hat to welcome them in.
Come on in, y'all.
Who was the lady in the yellow dress then? That looked like she was going to lay on the on the
there wasn't
counter.
Another chick there, yeah.
Yeah, but
she was the real estate agent.
No,
maybe she was, and maybe she had like a helper, an assistant.
That was an assistant.
Servant. It comes with the house when you purchase it.
I thought they were just going to go right at it on that counter. I think that it was like the most amazing kitchen counter you've ever seen.
Right. I know we had mixed opinions about the house.
You know what? I do have to say,
it looked like a barn from the outside.
That house was horrid.
Because he wants cows. Because you know what he does with them.
Oh, that's a requirement, I guess.
I know, it has to look barnish.
I
had it figured out. It is containers. It's containers. They went to that show Container Wars and they stole 5 of their containers and they made the house.
Oh my
God.
It had a very
modular.
Very modular, very modern, interesting look. And I didn't love the kitchen. We had problems with the cabinets and
everything
the tile
in that
backsplash.
House was square and dated. No. Nope. Well,
but it's good because they didn't end up buying it anyway. So fine.
Right, yeah.
They need some more house searching. That's
I don't think
they're
he was
not
ready.
Buying anything.
He wasn't ready to make any
I didn't even think
moves.
He was really into it. Mm-hmm. I was saying that there was a little disconnect.
Who's buying the house?
They were going to buy it together, but see, he wants to go back to L.A. for a singing career because that's where they have auto-tune people.
Oh, specialize it.
So he needs the LA auto-tune.
Yeah, well, that sort of brings up the reason they came back to Dallas, because we were sort of thinking, who brought who back? It seemed like she brought him, but then no, he brought her. And
well, when he said, I'm bringing her home, I thought he meant his home with his Australian accent. You know, I don't know. I was a little confused. Right.
So was it that she wanted to leave LA because she wanted to leave a certain lifestyle and go back to living?
I believe she wanted to go back to Dallas.
And she's from Dallas, right?
Right.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I think that probably the boyfriend felt like, let's take you home to your home and I'll fit in as best I can. But now we saw that.
You could tell she was so into, like, the house and everything. Yeah. And he was just kind of just sitting there, just kind of like, okay. Just kind of observing.
She was into getting a house with him. I don't think she gives two straws which house it is. She just wants a home with to him. Make it so they're definitely obliged to stay.
Yeah. Yes, like really put down roots. Yeah, I feel that. She talked about how he had a deal with Hollywood Records and he was used to living in Hollywood mansions in the hills and all this. So, and then they went and looked at that house of ours. But
I could see the house, like, in the Hollywood Hills, though. That house would be super dope.
And it would be nice. I don't know that it's a house of horrors.
I just like to shit down. I don't care for the house. No, I don't like it. I like to be really hard on these women. I don't know why. It's just, it's something easy to do.
That's what you're here for.
Yeah, it's easy. Before we get into all that, let's talk about Brandy is cooking with her daughters.
Yes.
And they made a birthday cake.
They did.
With that resembled, they of course shouted it out. What did it resemble?
Poo-poo.
With corn.
Corn nuggets.
Top. Corn nuggets. We love that addition to just make it a little different.
Just a little extra you know?
Yeah, that's really what you want to serve your mom for a birthday.
Because it just sounds and looks delicious, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's like color. What you choose. What kind of birthday cake do you want?
Poo.
With corn on top.
Who does?
Well, while we were watching this show, this point in the episode with Brandy and Stephanie in the kitchen, they were talking about the Mad Hatter thing that's coming up and all that, we kind of commented that, like, what is it? Stephanie doesn't look very happy. And I don't think Brandy looks very happy either. Both of them, their marriages are like...
Yeah, well, Stephanie has the husband that gives her chores to do, and then her to-do list, and then Brandy has the husband who's never there.
But did you notice that Stephanie said, I'm in charge of charitable contributions for the house? Did you hear that?
No.
I didn't catch that.
I thought that was interesting. I'm like, is that a role that we take out of?
That's her job.
That's interesting.
That must be her administrator.
Yeah.
Of the thousands.
But she's not wearing poop on her head, though. Right.
True. Oh, she was very
Stephanie.
I'm not
proper.
Doing that. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. So Stephanie's the one who's in charge of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, then she has to do that, and then with her other chores.
Do we think, right?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I think the role is going to change eventually. Like, we're going to see her not do the chores. I mean, how long is this?
If they get a divorce.
No, she said she's done with doing chores. I mean, she mentioned something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to, you know, just... check off doing the chores. Off.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, because we could see her doing so much more.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he was telling her to go take down the wasp's nest.
Yeah.
No, I was not about that.
Okay. No. And fix the garage door.
That ain't happening.
Have you seen a wasp nest? I'm sorry, they're huge. And this was, what one wasp?
That was like...
A solo lonely wasp, you know?
Even that one wasp, I ain't getting near it.
Party of one.
I'm not doing anything about that.
I think it was some poop in the corner. I do not think that was a wasp nest.
You never know.
She's in charge of her charitable donations. Yeah, I'd charitably donate someone else to come take that wasp nest away.
She needs people.
She needs...
Yeah.
For sure she needs people.
Yeah, I agree. What's going on?
I didn't like
that. Well, Brandy's mother, Jana, celebrated her birthday. And we learned that Jana had our Brandy at 15.
Yeah. No, her brother.
The brother.
Yeah. She was born a year later.
15 and she was busy.
She was busy.
I'm sorry, she was. Busy. That was she was booked.
Like, you
that
would was think after the 15-year-old one, you might... someone might mention to you how babies are.
Right.
Yeah, it's like,
you do this certain thing and the baby goes.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Could you ever
imagine?
That's a lot of responsibility. Ugh,
that's the toughest thing.
But I did appreciate that, I mean, Brandy understood the hard times that her mom went through.
Yeah.
And
she acknowledged it.
And then she acknowledged it. And that seemed real sincere to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, all she has to do now is to buy her mother a hairbrush.
I was hoping they would
have presents. I didn't see one present. A hairbrush? Well, what? They have nice ones.
I know. And Brandy's hair is so beautiful.
she should
right share the hairbrush. Share the
knowledge.
Okay, see, I'm being mean. I actually thought her mom was very sweet. That was it. That was a sweet.
She
mom.
Was very sweet.
Was. Yeah, I would like to see a little bit more of that with Brandy. Mm-hmm, just a little bit more of the genuine, like who you really are. Yeah. Like, I want to see that side of you. Less poop.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's it. You're gonna peel back the layers and see who these people really are. So we're getting like a little bit, but there has to be more. And I want to dig a little deeper into these husbands.
True. Yeah,
The mysterious husbands that we never see.
Well, the one that's fat, ooh, and then she didn't have sex with him until he didn't have man boobs.
Oh, that's Carrie's husband.
Who's that? Yes. Okay, was Carrie's that Carrie?
That's why he's a plastic surgeon.
Carrie, I think he just lipoed him out. I don't think he really lost 80 pounds.
I mean, that picture they showed of him compared to what he looks like now.
I couldn't even believe it.
Like 200 people.
Okay, she gets an award for sprucing him up.
I mean, she did a good job. She deserves it.
Well, it's time for the event of the season, quote unquote, the Mad Hatter Gala. And Leanne, she says she parties with a purpose. She parties with a purpose. I like that. I was like, that pretty much just sums her up to me so far, for as much as we know. Because that's all we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Is it one event after the next? And how there's a list.
Always with a list.
Yes. So let's just talk about Brandy's hat. Go. I mean, I can't even make a transition like a piece of shit.
So was she doing this for attention for herself or get Leanne's attention? What did you guys think?
I think it was,
which one was more?
Mostly herself.
Yeah, Leslie, what do you think?
I think mostly herself, because especially when she said, I don't care what anyone thinks. Well, clearly, she very much cares.
She's waiting for reactions.
She definitely wants attention, and she's the last person that should be calling out Leanne the way she's, about wanting attention.
Exactly. The way she's saying, talking about Leanne is actually kind of describing herself.
Mm-hmm. She's projecting.
Yep. Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, too, now that we're talking about it, because Brandy is very quick to say, like, oh, well, I donate money, and that's my contribution to these charities. And Leanne is on the flip side donating her time and her life and everything. Yeah. So for Brandy to keep saying to Leanne, oh, I just donate money, it's almost like a slap in the face, because it's like, well, I'm donating my life, compared to your check that you might write.
You know, Leanne really is. I mean, you know, she really is donating her life and helping put all these events together. And it's not only that, it's getting the people and the right people at the events.
Right.
Because all of them aren't just annual events. I mean, she's putting together specialty events. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of, ambition and energy and your personal time, and for someone that doesn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
You have to admire her for that.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
So if she wants to talk about herself all day, knock herself out.
Right. She's proven something with these events and her contacts and her networking and everything. I mean,
I want Leanne to win the lottery.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun.
Ooh, that would be a great show.
Talk about a power position then.
Exactly.
Well, hopefully these ladies could take a break from all these charity events and they can watch this show on the CW. Let's talk about it. Tuesday, April 19th on the CW. It's coming, and there is no cure. The greatest enemy comes from within.
Oh,
from co-creator of The Vampire Diaries, Julie Plec, and Emmy Award-winning director of Game of Thrones, comes the riveting outbreak thriller Containment. When a mysterious and deadly epidemic breaks out in Atlanta, a massive urban quarantine is quickly enforced. Loved ones will be torn apart. Oh, it's like passions. And those on both sides of the fence will be put to the ultimate test of survival. Not just by
passions.
Not just fighting, I know it hasn't been on in like 10 years. Missed that show. Not just fighting disease, but fear, isolation, and the unknown. So, but is this a virus or an act of Mother Nature, terrorism, or something far more sinister? The truth will not be contained. I like that.
Dun, 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 dun.
Secrets begin to unravel. Society begins to crumble, but unlikely heroes will rise. Ordinary people will define the most extraordinary odds. Don't miss the most utterly terrifying yet highly anticipated new series, Containment. The must-see limited series event premieres Tuesday, April 19th. Catch it only on the CW.
I'm in.
I'm going to
watch it.
Watch
everyone.
Sounds like it.
Sounds great.
It.
Yes.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah.
Mother Nature versus if it was a virus.
Right. Yeah. Terrorism. Like, spooky.
Well, let's comment on what type of hat we would wear to the Mad Hatter. What would you wear to something like this?
I think I would wear Leanne's hat from last year. She's winning awards with that, and that thing was big.
Yeah. You know, I like that hat too. I thought it was really beautiful.
We could probably wear it together. You can wear one hat and I can wear the other.
I like it. I like the hat that had the paint around the top.
Oh, that was great.
That was original.
There were a lot of really original ones. I mean, Brandy went one way with hers, and hers was certainly original, but there was a lot of really artistic... I did.
That was cool.
I had to point out the Louis Vuitton.
That was cool.
Oh, that was too much.
But that is kind of fun, too.
It looks heavy.
Yeah, it looks really heavy. That's what I thought about Brandy's hat, too. She was like, could barely.
She looked like a small thing in that hat.
Carrie had the weird tall nothing. It looked like she was a cone. Had a cone head.
Right. It was like a tall derby hat. Like a derby hat, but tall.
Yeah, we need her to do more stuff.
Stephanie's hat is a little toned down.
Yeah, the hat that you mentioned, Brandy's hat with the moss or whatever it was, that's like hanging. What is that? Like
swamp that thing. Would annoy
swamp,
the hell out of me.
The swamp thing.
The swamp thing. Yeah. Well, swamp.
I mean, she made it with her kids, so it can't be too mean. But come on.
But I mean, she obviously bought the material.
She wanted it. Yeah. She wanted it to look like
that.
I don't think the kids made that. I think she made that herself. And then she said, the kids helped me do this.
She blamed it on us.
Exactly.
It was a drying. Definitely fall.
She had the plan.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the poop fell in the bathroom and rolled under a stall.
I know what's going to happen next week. It's going to be real poop.
Oh, Lord.
I know. That's the only way they can be.
How else will they top this?
Fake poop, real poop.
It's got to go that way.
They're definitely going to continue the conversation next week, so we still have more
poop talk.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's true. I do, with all this talk and the hat and everything, I do wish that Brandy explained a little more the reason behind the hat. Because we're wondering, was it her? She's a poop head.
I don't know if it's that deep, Blake. So I don't know. I want
details. I want to know why. I want to know
the inspiration.
Where she bought the materials.
Blake, we will probably never know why.
Don't tell me that.
Do we all think it was in poor taste, or do we think it was fun? What do we all think at the end of the day?
I think it was fun.
It had to be fun.
I don't think there was anything serious.
I think for her it was in fun, but I think personally it was in poor taste because I would not have done that.
Yes.
If you were the one putting on this event or doing anything, would you have taken offense to a guest?
I absolutely
because
that?
The poop was on chairs. No, absolutely not. No, we don't do that at charity functions.
No,
functions.
I don't see that.
But she gives thousands.
Oh, well, let me juxtapose her thousands with the poop on the chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you think about it, though, she overtook the party. So we're talking about the party because of Brandy's hat.
Yeah.
So
it's
kind of
like she's good for the show.
Right.
I don't know. You just
sort of like bad attention is still attention.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No. I don't know.
But what about Leanne's blush? That was...
Because Leanne was talking about this event is very... I mean, you have to be elegant and put together and everything. But the cheeks...
Oh, yeah, the event of the season.
Yes. But the cheeks, I didn't know if she was, maybe literally trying to do, a Mad Hatter thing.
No,
she was trying
makeup.
To look.
Is that, have you seen this movie?
And I don't mean that...
In the carnival.
In a bad way, but it is a Mad Hatter theme. Yeah. And... I just didn't know. Because her outfit was lovely.
It was bedazzled
and lovely. And
a little bit more less on the blush.
What? Yeah.
She did look really good in the
She did.
Put together
she did.
In the
and
outfit.
The hat
like,
was
I like
great.
That.
The
I
pearls.
Like that. Yeah.
I don't mind it. She committed to a look.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. Yeah, I didn't mind the outfit.
Yeah,
I was curious about the makeup.
She could do whatever she wants. You know, she can wear her Walmart clothes. She still looks good.
I was disappointed by Stephanie's hat, though. Like, I thought her hat was just like...
Stephanie's
and
Carrie's.
You put zero effort into that
the night before. Like, I gotta get this party. You know what I mean?
She was like, I want to go unnoticed today.
That's like a safe look. That was the safest look.
She could have bedazzled it.
Yeah.
Her best friend has that gun, the glue gun. She could have glued something on it.
She could have come over, drank a little Jesus juice, and decorated her own hat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right?
Something.
It was like an afternoon. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite moments was when Leanne and Tiffany had to look over and look at this hat, and they clutched their pearls literally. And they're like, this is a treasured event. And I was just like, this is so over the top. Treasured? What is this? Like, what are we even? What is the charity?
We don't know.
What is the charity?
We don't know where.
Don't you get the feeling that every event is going to be the most cherished and treasured event? Like I do. I feel like every episode is going to be a new one.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. At least tell us what they're giving thousands for.
I know.
Yes. Probably for Brandy's the next hat. Year's
yes.
event right. to put together.
And another thing that stuck out to me was this southern gentleman, just like a cutaway. And he's like, I can't believe her husband let her do this.
Oh, I just fell out of my chair.
I was like, wait, what, do this?
I could not with that part.
Do you think she's going to get in trouble later?
No.
No, she doesn't give an F.
By who? Yeah.
Her husband.
Oh, he's 90,000 miles
not
away.
Brandy.
He doesn't have a clue.
Now Stephanie,
yeah,
she gotta watch out.
She's gonna get punished with more items to
no
do.
No more adding to the
she
list.
She don't finish that to-do list.
Yeah, unless I return the hat.
It's gonna be ugly for her.
Yeah. Well, Leanne wasted no time reporting Brandy's hat to some gay in a Louis Vuitton hat.
Tattling. Remember, she was tattling.
Yes. She was.
I mean,
it
was a supreme tattle.
As it is.
But that
she
was
went
the...
right over there.
Was he like the grand marshal of the event?
She made himself.
It was Mr. Louis Vuitton. Wasn't it the Louis Vuitton dude?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's the music build up. Then she tattles on it, and that was it. Oh, wow.
I thought he was going to have her escorted out.
I know, like, what did he say? Like,
I don't even think he said anything. It was just all in his face. He was just like,
oh. He wasn't
no
ready
words.
For that.
He wasn't ready.
No.
He just was like, what are you telling me?
I love it.
What was on her head?
Yeah, it would have been nice if they would have, like, touched on it more. I mean, she drops the poop in the wine glass and then be cut to, that's it.
But
yeah.
Then I didn't understand because the poop was, it looked like it was... like
bigger
6 inches and then it was like an inch
yeah
we don't know how many was on the hat so
it must have been a bad
you know, been a collection.
She was probably dropping that all over the party.
I thought she was dropping her fingernail in there. Like a fake figure, like a
or like flicking it. I know she like know flicked she the little piece.
Yeah, because I didn't see anything like solid coming to the
ground.
Like yeah.
You have brought poop to this treasured event.
Yeah.
Like think about it.
You better leave the season.
I mean, if you're going to put the poop on your hat, like, at least glue it down real
good.
Yeah, I think it should have been a big, huge, like, poop like that, like a cone head poop with, like, actual
like a
steam coming out.
Oh,
like a soft
God.
Steam
with a
swirl. With, now, that would be fabulous.
With a little bit of diamonds.
Yeah. A little bit of heat.
Yeah. Yeah. And then some poop spray so that people really...
Yeah.
There you go. They really
they know you're
feel
coming.
Immersed in the experience.
No, then her friend, who farts all the time... Is that could
she
just be with
command.
Her and they would think it
she
was
would just
real.
Follow behind her.
Right.
Stephanie says, you guys are not getting her in trouble this week. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stephanie's not here for it.
It reminds me of like when I was little in my stocking, I got this like little fake cat poop and it looked just like that, what she had.
Were you bad?
What were you doing?
I know.
You got
it was
that?
A
why
gag thing.
That?
It was just like, it was all stupid little things. And that was what, and so we would hide it around the house and eventually we hit it so many times that it's been lost forever. And so it just reminds me of that. So someday, someone's going to find that thing.
No, they found it, and
they
it's
did.
In her hat.
It's, it's in the Real Housewives of Dallas right now.
And made its way down to Dallas. Wow. Well, I don't know. Do we have any news and gossip? I looked at a few interviews with these ladies. It looks like Tiffany and Leanne are in a good place at the end of all this. There's a lot of little things. Some people tweeted me articles. Thank you for those, by the way, and let us know what you find out.
Yes, we appreciate all of that.
I want some more.
We like well, all I've been blocked by Tiffany just
uh-oh. Breaking
she
news.
She blocked me last week, and so now I can't wait to find out who else on the show
who's
is going to
block you
me.
Next.
Yes.
You need to keep up
another claim to fame.
Oh, I have... This was something interesting that we didn't understand at the end. Leanne was saying... I think this was a teaser for next week's episode. She was saying, bow at me.
Oh, wait, what is that? Bow
at
what
me.
Does that mean?
Bow at me.
I don't know. No. I'm actually
and was she
never heard
talking
that.
To Carrie when
I think
she
it was
said
Carney
that?
Talk, and so we have to go look it up.
Oh.
Like Urban Dictionary?
Urban Dictionary.
Yes, yes, yes exactly.
Sounds kind of aggressive.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Like, conviction?
Was that it?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Interesting.
So if anybody knows, please
let us
share the knowledge, because we...
Don't know.
No idea.
So what has the reaction been like on Twitter with you talking about these ladies and giving your thoughts on Dallas? What's it been like?
Well, it's funny because a lot of people are loving the show, and there's a lot of people that just don't like it just because they want to say mean things. But in general, people are liking Leanne. I mean, I shouldn't say they're liking Leanne. She's just getting a lot of traffic, a lot of activity, and Brandy. So it's really the two of them that are sort of. Now, I heard a rumor that I'm not supposed to say. It's like, yeah, I know. It's like four degrees by the time it got to me, so I have no verification, but that Brandy is not very pleased about how she's being portrayed on the show.
That's very interesting.
Wearing person,
And in this very episode, she said she does not care what people think about her.
Yeah.
Well, apparently she cares about how she's portrayed.
So. Interesting. And
maybe that's why they threw her a bone and put her on Watch What Happens Live last week to kick it off. Because
I would have thought that would have been Leanne.
Thank you. Honestly. I would have thought Leanne.
I would have put Leanne to be the first. Leanne is great with the interviews. Yeah. She would have really done better, I think.
I want to ask you, clearly have experience with this. What would your strategy be if you were to enter the Housewives of Dallas?
Oh my gosh, I would probably just go in and call every single one out. I'd last one episode. I think it... They really need a little more life.
They do.
Yeah. I don't want to toot my own horn, but they need something. Maybe even Pam. Pam was, I don't know if you know who Pam is, but she was on Big Rich Texas season 1 and 2. Okay. She lives right in Dallas, and that girl would go whip all those girls in shape. I mean, so.
Yeah, a little something.
Could use like another piece of spice in that.
A touch of crazy. I would wholly hope for a touch of crazy. Yeah. Someone just unrolling a little bit.
Someone that's going to go with Leanne.
Definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Someone needs to go at Leanne every single time to spice up the show a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel like Brandy is trying to, but it's like it's not there yet. It's not materializing.
I feel like we're going to see Tiffany go there though. In the previews, it felt like there was some tension building between the two of them. And I love seeing friendships break up on TV.
Well, then get back together. You know
what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's always a fun dynamic.
But Tiffany may be moving back or breaking up with her boyfriend. We don't know.
I did watch one of those interview clips that was sent to me. They did mention that things fell out between Tiffany and this is a spoiler alert, but I did, things do fall out between Tiffany and Leanne, but that's because Tiffany claims that she was protecting Leanne from certain comments that were being made off camera, and so she looked like she was siding with the ladies. So this will all play out, and we can predict all we want.
I can't wait to see how that turns out.
Well, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we need that.
So let's predict. Let's take a quick moment before we wrap here and predict what's coming up.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
This is a tough one.
I predict that something is going to happen between Stephanie and Brandy. At some point, I don't necessarily know. I don't think that friendship is always going to play out the way that it's planned. But you know what, though? But here's the reason why I say that. Because Stephanie really threw Brandy under the bus this episode.
She did.
Mm-hmm. I think she did. And I don't think that even, according to the music, it seemed like Brandy wasn't really, feeling that. Even though she said she was okay with it. I just don't know how that's going to play out.
She wasn't okay with it.
Yeah,
she wasn't
I don't think
that she did it behind her back.
And I can't imagine that she would have been.
Even if she was okay, the fact that she did it behind her back.
Because it directly puts all the negative light strictly on Brandy.
Yeah, and it was almost like I'm removing myself from this and I'm leaving you to deal with this by yourself.
Yeah.
Which she didn't need to do that because she didn't really say much in that conversation anyway. So I thought that was interesting.
Well, I predict that Leanne is going to actually go crazy, and she'll be in like the loony bin for a while, and then they'll have a couple episodes visiting her. Well, you saw the trailer
prediction.
But you know what though? Those teaser trailers, they give you little glimpses, and then you kind of think one thing, and then
punches the camera. I mean, you're not even supposed to look, at the camera.
Yeah.
I mean, she punches it because she's so mad, and so I think then she needs to be on a lot of Xanax.
Bring it back down.
Breathe.
Yeah.
Just breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes. I hope something comes to light between Stephanie and her husband. I don't like this scenario. Yeah. It's not healthy. I don't like the to-do list.
I'm hoping that she grows as we go.
Yes.
Because every housewife that we've seen on the franchises, I mean, their husbands are kind of a little controlling, and then you just see them blossom. And yeah. I hope
and
that
get a divorce.
For her.
Yeah.
Well, I know. The crazy thing is, you don't want that, but it almost seems
we,
like
we don't.
That's
we
the only
want,
way.
I think we want her to break free, but still be happy in her relationship.
Yes.
Find a medium ground with
and
that.
And it's still definitely. So early, though. We don't know. Maybe she has outlets. Maybe she has other things like the show. Like, and I don't know. Maybe she's got other things that help her just get through.
Like,
I don't think
back.
It's that.
Yeah,
she's
I mean, even
back.
Even with Brandy, I feel like Brandy sort of leads in their friendship. And she really likes Brandy and likes to be around her and have fun, but Brandy's really the leader, I feel.
Well, I don't feel like Stephanie's totally held back. Like we mentioned last week, like Portia and Cordell, like I felt like she was like, she couldn't really go out late. You know what I mean? I feel like she's not that controlled.
Maybe she's just trying to find her place and seeing how everything plays out. Because Carrie, too, isn't doing too much yet. Mm-hmm. So I feel like both
I
of
feel
them...
like Carrie runs her household, though. Like, I feel like she whips him into shape.
Literally.
Literally.
She changed him entirely.
Yeah. Yes.
She We're going to see a whole other side of Carrie when she picks it up. She'll be
dancing. Good, because
table,
we're not seeing
something.
Anything yet. Yeah.
I hope so, because I kind of like her already. And I can't say, I can't say why. I don't know why. Yeah. I just do.
Who said Heather, Terry?
Yeah, she's the Terry Tether.
Feeling.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the surgeon, the sort of put together wife who runs everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see
They're
that.
They're so confident.
Yeah,
They're like a power couple.
Yeah.
I mean, like Heather is as well.
Yeah. Well, we hope you had some fun with us and some good laughs about this episode. We certainly had a good time over here at AfterBuzz.
We did.
So let's take a minute and talk about what we want to promote. What's going on?
In my little world?
Yes.
I'm actually going to be doing a show called Lattes with Leslie.
Wow, where do we see this?
On radio. And I can't tell you exactly where because I'm about to sign.
Okay.
Excellent. We will keep
But it's going to be once a week. It's just a radio show and I will
book
for
Great.
Love it.
Awfully. Horrible and to people and
can't wait.
So that sounds great.
We'll follow you on Twitter for the details. So your Twitter handle?
Yes, it's just Leslie Birkland, LeslieBirkland.
There you go.
Perfect.
Check
Thank you so
out,
much
folks.
For joining us.
Yes.
I love
you. I love you guys.
You guys were so much fun.
Fabulous.
Where can we find you on Twitter?
You can find me at DJ Richie Sky on Twitter and Instagram and every place else.
You guys can find me at Thomas Erlina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And I am Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media. And please be sure to check out all of my coverage for the Newport Beach Film Festival starting this Friday. It'll be going for a week. So follow me on my... Thank you. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Yeah.
Follow me on all my social media and it'll be really exciting.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants and on my podcast, brand new episode today, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. We talk about this mess of a show, Beverly Hills Housewives, Family Therapy. Check it out for the Real Housewives of Dallas. That'll do it for us.
See you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.